Walking through the studio doors, all that can be seen is 16 girls preparing to keep their legacy alive by competing for a third national championship title. This is Caitlin Stetstroud, Larissa Farisi, and Casey Holstein for WRPR News. Dressed in all black, hair slicked back into a bun, and pirouettes in perfect sync, these girls are leaving it all on the floor. Captain Dana Denti gives an inside look on what it's like to be part of a national winning team.
How much pressure is on you guys as a team to win another nationals?
I definitely do feel the pressure, but coach always tells us that it's not about winning, and we just need to concentrate on ourselves right now, and we can't control what anybody else does, just have to take it from here. Get down there, do what we need to do, and then just do our best.
And as a captain, how do you prepare yourself and your team for another national title?
We always have to stay confident for our team and make sure we always, like, encourage them and lead from behind. And all the captains are always in constant communication, even with our coach.
Even as a freshman, Tiffany Mai Chung feels the pressure to be on this winning team.
So nationals is only a month away. Do you feel the pressure?
I definitely feel the pressure as a freshman, but I know that our seniors are helping us out, and I'm so prepared, and we're really going to use our teamwork to win.
And as a freshman coming onto a two-time national team, how do you feel?
I'm a little nervous because I've never done this before. I definitely feel prepared with the help from my teammates and my coach.
The road to nationals is never easy. It requires hours of practice and putting their heart and souls into every move they make on that dance floor. As much as they were giving during practice, it still wasn't enough for their coach, Adanya Algieri, and Steven Visnu, a longtime supporter of the team.
You guys really have to, like, you're waiting for that one moment to feel like a natural woman. You actually have to feel it. You don't want to be a fake natural woman. And you have to stop making excuses for yourself. Oh yeah, last time my turns in second, I was a little off, and just own up to it. No, I sucked. I'll make it up next time. That's it. That separates a second place team and a champion. Admitting your mistakes and being like, alright, yep, you're right, I'll make it up, I'll fix it next time, let's do it again.
Steven has seen this team grow over the years and knows they're capable of great things.
Where they were then and where they are now is leaps and bounds of any college that I've ever seen, especially in their division. Going back-to-back national championships is something that's very, very hard for no matter what division you're in. It's always hard to go back-to-back. You can always get there once, but staying there is the hardest. Amazing talent, amazing foundation. The program's just going to keep getting bigger, better, and stronger.
The team has accomplished so much in the 10 years it has been in existence. Coach Adanya, an original member of the team, brought her sister Michelle Javorski in to be the head coach. And since then, the two of them have built this program into what it is today. This year, Adanya stepped into the head coaching role, taking the team to an entirely new level.
We know what this routine, what this program is capable of. Live up to what this program is about. You guys are on this team for a reason. Prove it. It's not there yet. You have it. Hidden. It hasn't come out yet. So where is it? You can't control what everyone else puts out there. You need to control what you can do. What this program is about. What we instilled in you guys.
How does this year's Road to Nationals differ from the previous 2 years?
We're coming back for that three-peat, for that third national title. It's a new team. It's a younger team. We lost six seniors last year, but we still have our full powerhouses of seniors this year that are really bringing the force and the energy that we need to bring home that third national title.
And what is it like coaching a team that you once danced for?
It's beyond emotional. It's so empowering, so rewarding to see where we came from to what we are now. I get super emotional day in and day out, seeing these girls dance, seeing where we came from. There is nothing more rewarding, honestly, in life right now. I feel accomplished, and I'm just so proud of this program and these girls.
How do you prepare your team for such a big journey?
We constantly instill faith and hope and being humble and confident. There is a fine line between being confident and being cocky.
The dance team leaves for nationals to defend their title April 9th. It's an exciting time for everyone on the team, especially for WRPR News correspondent Casey. As a senior and captain, how do you feel going to nationals for the last time?
Definitely a mixture of emotions. We're very anxious and so excited to get down there and just do what we do best. But I'm so sad that this is going to be my final year and I have to say goodbye to all these girls. They become my family. And obviously we want to defend this title, but what's really most important is that we go down there, we do our absolute best, and whatever happens, happens.
With Nationals right around the corner, the dance team continues to practice and work hard until the very end. This is Caitlin Stedstroud, Casey Holstein, and Larissa Farisi for WRPR News.